How many people do you know who really love politics? I don't necessarily mean those politically active or intense about the issues. I know lots of people like that, conservative and liberal. But I don't sense that many of them are having a good time. In fact, many seem to be motivated more by their loathing of their opponents and their ideas than by anything positive. But the other day, I went to see a man who lives on an anonymous street in an ordinary Ann Arbor neighborhood who happily loves, just loves, the Democratic Party, and has what may be the nation's greatest and most attractive collection of political artifacts. Essentially, he owns his own private museum, which he calls the Democratic Archive. And the other day, I was lucky enough to get a tour. A dozen years ago, his wife Mary got tired of his campaign stuff cluttering up the house, so she built him a separate building, a huge two-story building in which he has his collection displayed. We aren't talking about a few lawn signs and bumper stickers here, though Kelly has thousands of those. We're talking about sometimes wall-sized posters and statues and rare items from every campaign back to 1796. There are letters, T-shirts, primitive art, fine art representing every Democratic presidential nominee there's ever been. Winners get prominent display, but there's also a wall of losers. Mike Dukakis and John Kerry, here is your shrine. But there are also giant posters of now-forgotten men like John W. Davis and Al Smith. Two Republicans are prominently on view here. One is Abraham Lincoln, who Doug Kelly has decided to make an honorary Democrat, and Richard Nixon, who is always his own best parody. There's an enormous poster of Tricky Dick looking sneaky and devious, and the slogan that says, simply, "Would you buy a used car from this man?" There's an even wickeder one of a very pregnant and disgusted-looking woman wearing a button that was a candidate's winning 1968 slogan, "Nixon's the one." Perhaps the most intriguing item in the archive isn't a partisan creation at all, but an actual voting booth from Palm Beach, Florida, in the year 2000, complete with the infamous butterfly ballot and blank punch cards ready to produce hanging chads. Ironically, all this started because Kelly's father, a good Republican, lost his state job when the Democrats came to power during the New Deal. The family moved to Chicago, where Doug managed to become a page at the 1944 Democratic National Convention. He came home with an armful of stuff and never looked back. 2 years later, he had the chance to meet and work with his all-time favorite Democrat, Eleanor Roosevelt. He's been loyal ever since. He loves to share his museum, but only with people he knows are honest and really able to appreciate its significance. Doug Kelly's 83 now and knows he doesn't have too many more campaigns left. Recently, he gave about 200 Thomas Jefferson items to the first Democratic President's Museum at Monticello and is thinking about other donations. Personally, I wish the Democratic Party would buy the whole building and put it on display for the world.